Today, our candidate is Roger Schwanke, who is a candidate for the City Council in Roanoke Park. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Now, you are a first-time candidate for anything, as far as I know, and I'm wondering what has prompted you to throw your hat into the ring?
Well, I've been noticing lately, watching the current City Council, and I've seen the economic development and the way the city is being run going downhill, per se. The city's on the brink of bankruptcy, and the council is taking its time and making decisions that affect us all.
You have a background with the police and fire department in the city, so you've been watching it from that perspective?
Well, not only that perspective, but also as a citizen and a taxpayer.
So what would you seek to do differently?
I believe in the incubator system out at the Sonoma Village through the Cotting Plan. However, I would also do the infrastructure of the city to help the current businesses that are there with the redevelopment funds to help their businesses grow and update their equipment and hopefully give them the ability to hire new employees.
So you're talking about a more aggressive redevelopment area someplace within the city? Where would you target?
Well, I would target all the businesses that we currently have, any businesses that are outside of the city of Roanoke Park that are looking for a place to start up, roll back the impact fees for them, maybe even delay them until the projects are done. Also by the redevelopment funds, giving them an opportunity to start here and stay here.
As a longtime city employee, how do you view the pension question for the city?
I don't believe we can go away from PERS. When I started here, we were in Social Security. PERS was the next best option. I know one candidate is looking at doing 401ks, and I know a lot of the employees are already doing that on their own. At this point, I believe the employees have given up part of their pension and as far as what the city's paying, and they're paying it out of their pocket again or their paycheck.
Do you favor the sales tax increase?
Yes, I do.
That's going to help create a more favorable budget picture, but on a temporary basis.
Absolutely. We need to increase, again, our revenue within the city by helping current businesses, bringing new businesses into the city, startup businesses. And because of Measure L, we are going to be in deeper debt than what everybody knows about.
Explain that, please.
Well, Measure L was the measure that was put on the ballot and passed by the people that rolled back the amount of money they paid towards the sewers rates. With that rollback, the city still has to pay the city of Santa Rosa their monthly bill. And that has created a decrease in that budget, which is going to eventually roll into the general budget, which will eventually decrease the general budget, will put us into bankruptcy. And unfortunately, we as citizens of Roanoke Park are going to have to either stand up and increase our sewer rates or let the city go bankrupt.
Roger Schwanke is a candidate for the Roanoke Park City Council on November 2nd. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.